Morning, everyone. We will call this Rules Committee to order, and we'll note for the record that we do have a quorum present. Thanks, everyone, for making it in despite the weather this morning. First, we have approval of the minutes from Thursday, March 21st. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Give me just a second. So moved, Chair.
Take your time. Appreciate it. Any discussion to the minutes from March 21st? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, April 4th. We are proposing House File 4024, Representative Pulaski, Higher Education Policy Bill. House File 4176, Representative Perez-Vega, Early Education Policy Bill. House File 3071, Representative Papke, Plain Language Standard for Written Driver Examinations. House File 3436, Representative Papke, Transportation Policy Bill. House File 3454, Representative Norris, Department of Military Affairs Policy Bill. House File 4334, Representative Olson B., Department of Veterans Affairs Policy Bill. I move the adoption of the calendar for the day pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, April 4th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. So I'll note that the amendment deadline for those bills will be Wednesday, April 3rd, since we're taking the break before that. Any discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is adopted. I'll note that for next week, we will have a rules hearing on Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. And Representative Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since this is our last meeting before the break, I just did want to again ask about if there might be an opportunity to discuss my motion that's been on the table since last November. And if that one isn't acceptable, you know, a different way to have a public discussion. I really think the issues we brought up last time about how the committee and the speaker are planning to deal with some of the historic aspects of this building are important. And so I'm looking for your guidance, Mr. Chair, on how we can have a fuller discussion on that.
Sure. I did get assurance, Representative Robbins, that the Gophers are staying. So we have comfort there. And am trying to work to get additional meetings scheduled based on the request from last week. It was a busy week with deadlines, but I'm hoping that we can get that going soon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Robbins. That is our business for today. Hope everyone has a great break, and we are adjourned.